This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Englewood Public Library has reopened 2 months after it closed due to meth contamination. City officials say in order to prevent future closures from indoor drug usage, the library is increasing security and monitoring bathroom access. Englewood is one of several libraries that closed recently after testing found traces of drugs inside. Former Representative Pat Schroeder died yesterday in Florida. Schroeder represented Denver in Congress for 24 years. She briefly ran for president in 1987. In her campaign announcement speech at Denver's Civic Center Park, Schroeder said she was running to change minds about what women could do in politics.
I said that I wanted America to see me as a candidate for president who was a woman, rather than a woman's candidate, and label me and pigeonhole me, because I felt my qualifications were every bit as good, and had my name been Patrick, that's how they would have treated it.
Schroeder was 82 years old. 25 people are running for elected office in Colorado Springs, and ballots went out Friday. The mayoral race is generating hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations. 6035 senior reporter Pam Zubek says she expects even more to pour in before the election.
There's a lot of money in this race, and as there well should be, because it's the first time in 8 years that we have an open seat for mayor. So there's a lot of competition. There's 12 candidates running. There's five or six that have significant sums. And there's a lot at stake in this election as well.
That's 6035 senior reporter Pam Zubek. The election there is April 4th. This is CPR News.